Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Turn with me to the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. Of course, you know where I'm going with this. You think. Abram was 90 years old and nine. The Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai, meaning I am the God that's more than enough. That word refers to a mother, a nursing mother. A mother is everything to a baby. Gave life to that baby. She is that baby's food. And she introduces things to that child. If she's a righteous mother, that child hears righteous things. If she isn't, then the child hears other things. So it all begins right there. And God is saying to him, and you'll get the impact of this in just a moment. He is saying to him, I am everything you are ever going to need. I am it. Walk before me and be thou perfect. He literally said, walk before me and be sincerely blameless. So what does that mean? Well, when you miss it, repent. Amen. Now, I will. So now we know it's the will of God. I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. Abram fell on his face and God talked with him saying, as for me. Abram didn't have to do this. As for me, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Now here comes the covenant name change. This right here, this blood covenant, this covenant right here set up all blood covenants for all time to be. And a covenant practice is a name change when two become one. Don't we still do that today? I had Gloria and my marriage license framed. And I have it framed in my study. And, there it all is right there. It was Gloria Jean Neese and Kenneth Max Copeland. Until the next day. And it became Gloria Jean Copeland. Why? We entered a covenant. This is where that came from. Your name shall be called Abraham. What is the H? Hashem. The name. God put his name right in the middle. Right right in the middle of his name. When God entered covenant with this man, they became one. And there was never a divorce. Praise God. Now stay with me here. For a father of many nations have I made thee. I will make thee exceeding fruitful. I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God unto thee and to be thy father. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that which we be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Don't you love that statement? Mortality swallowed up of life. The life of God on the inside of us. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident. We are always confident, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that what he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them with which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it's to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then all were dead. Folks, this is covenant talk. This is covenant talk. Covenant is what the greater is doing to the lesser and has brought the lesser up on an equal plane with the greater. Amen. Put in a covenant relationship. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Read it again. The love of Christ constrains us because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. He died so we could die. Read it again, the 15th verse. He died for all, that they which should live not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. So now look at it. The love of Christ constraineth us because we thus judge that if one died for all, then all were dead, and he died for all, that they which should live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but he rose again. He's alive, so we're alive. Amen. I had never ever let him die. Yeah. Because if you ask me, well, of course. But not, no. I did not have a working revelation of the fact that he and I are in a blood covenant with one another, and he died and spilled his blood so that he's no longer the only begotten Son of God. He is the firstborn of many. If that isn't covenant talk, I don't know what covenant talk is. Because in the first covenant, the firstborn got everything. And we have firstborn status in the covenant of Almighty God. Hallelujah. He took a bunch of nobodies and we became somebody. Amen. Because of his blood. And because we came to him. He was, you know what God said to Abram? As for me. You know what Jesus is saying? As for me. Here it is. There's a covenant between my Father and me. Remember, he is a man. There is a man in the Godhead. A human being. A God human being. Glory to God. And he is saying, you won't end on this covenant? Then let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Because when you were born again, but through him and by his blood in that covenant, you became equal with him to God the Father. You became, and I became, praise God, a joint heir. A joint heir. My God. Privilege. Godly, heavenly privileges. Bought and paid for. And recorded in two blood covenants. And the first one paved the way. And that book became the eternal law book. Yes. It's an eternal law book. Yes. No angel will ever get away with it again.
Amen.
The law has been established and it is recorded in the heavenlies and in the archives. And those that are washed in the blood. That means something. I plead the blood means something. It's not just something my grandmother did. When you become covenant minded and when you, I don't just say that all the time. There's nothing wrong with it, But still, when I get ready to plead the blood, I mean it. Because I am calling on a covenant status that belongs to you and it belongs to me. And in the legal language of blood covenant, I plead the blood. And I have a covenant with God. And when by faith I plead that blood, I have just thrown this blood covenant in the face of the devil and everything he stands for. And that's the reason we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the words out of our mouths. And when you know that you're a covenant woman and you know you're a covenant man, you stand on high ground.
Hallelujah.
And having done all to stand, stand. Bless God. Don't ever give up the high ground.
Yes.
every military army for ages, as long as there's ever been a war plan, knows you don't want to get caught on the low ground. Get up on that high ground. You never want to be looking up at your enemy. And we've been raised up to sit in heavenly places, and there's no higher ground than that.
No. Right
hand of the Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're not done with this. What verse was I on? Yeah. So, he died for all that they which should live, not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. He didn't just die. He rose again. But let him die completely, totally, absolutely dead. Completely, totally separated from God. Completely, totally separated from him. He locked into that 22nd Psalm and didn't let go of it. He came down, his spirit left his body. Check it out. Check it out. And when he said, it is finished, people say, well, what was finished? Well, it was this or this or that. If you look at the 22nd Psalm in the Classic Amplified, the last line is, it is finished. Let it be what it is. Now, there were things finished, but the plan of redemption wasn't. He said 3 days and three nights. It did not start on Friday. It started on Wednesday. It was a high Sabbath. John's gospel is the only one that records that. Well, the tradition, I mean, that doesn't hurt anything, but you need to know the truth about it. And then when you figure that, well, it works. Well, of course it does. It's his Bible. And that whole thing had to be accomplished. It had to be done. That 3 days and three nights had to be accomplished. Well, what does it mean? This day you will be with me in paradise. Get out of the natural. The moment both those men stepped out of their bodies, they are in the spirit realm. The only time working here is 3 days and three nights. I had the Lord correct me concerning that. And there are different things about this. Talking about Abraham's bosom. They didn't know they weren't in heaven. They were in paradise. Only Father Abraham had the authority to look across that portal. But Jesus talked about it. Now, think about what the Lord said to me. It straightened me out. He said, Kenneth, now in the spirit now. He said, you could walk into your closet and suddenly I could put the whole state of Texas in there. What do you mean by that? I could step in there and suddenly be in a place where I could see the whole state. But my body would be in that closet. You see it now? So paradise was paradise. It wasn't the upper region of hell to those that were living there. It was, but it did not have any effect on them. Except when Jesus preached in hell, after he took the devil's keys away from him And don't you know David and those boys were having a good time? Put it on him, Jesus. Put it on him. Oh, let him have it. I mean, slam it to him. Two messages that I preached. What happened from the cross to the throne and what Satan saw on the day of Pentecost. He thought he had been, but all of a sudden on the day of Pentecost, he wound up with 3,000 Jesuses instead of just one to deal with. And so, and there was a professional cowboy partner and acquaintance of mine. And he rode the airlines and he had one of my tapes and he had the buds in his ears, you know. And he went to the luggage carousel and picked up his saddle and put it on him. And he had started out and he had, is this cowboy with his saddle over his arm? And suddenly he just stopped. I mean, he's got his hat on and his, suddenly he just stopped and just screamed as loud as he could, put it on him, Jesus, put it on him, put it. Oh, they didn't know what this cowboy went crazy right there in the airport. Praise God. Amen. He saw it. This is the reason. Fear should be no part of your life. You're a covenant woman. You're a covenant man. I've had people come to me. Well, now, Brother Copeland, now, you know, a little fear is advisable. There was a so-called, oh, he's in the motion picture business, and I won't say enough for you to know who it was. He said, all children need to rebel some. Stay out of my house. When you go to the book of Revelation, it says the fearful will find their place in the lake of fire, along with the whoremongers and a lot of other undesirable folks. In your heart and in your mind and in there where Revelation works all the time, let Jesus die and go to hell and defeat the devil in his own territory and then come up out of there victorious with the keys in his hand. And he handed you the keys the moment you got in, moment you entered into this blood covenant. You have it.
Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. May 12 through 14 for the Sacramento Victory Campaign in California. May 26 through 28, join us for the first ever Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. June 9 through 11, don't miss the Fargo Victory Campaign in North Dakota. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information and we'll see you there.
In a world where life is uncertain and changing daily, you need an unshakable confidence to stand strong. God made a covenant by blood to make His strength, power, and wisdom available to you. Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Covenant Made by Blood, contains 6 messages which will help you understand the depth of the covenant connection God has with you. It'll give you the ability to build a solid foundation of peace and security. This KCM foundational teaching series on MP3 disc comes with a companion study guide, which will unpack the revelation that you are backed by a big God and therefore cannot fail. Each of these powerful messages will unpack the revelation of our covenant. Devote time each day and listen to these impactful messages. Set your course with God's promises for what's ahead. Establish your heart on an unbreakable bond, which gives you confidence to live a life with boldness. Receive the powerful blessings of God's covenant for you. God's covenant with you is His greatest act of love. Request your free Covenant Made by Blood package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Gain deeper insight into the finished work of God's covenant through Jesus Christ. This free offer is good for 60 days. outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
God loves you, and He made a way through Jesus for you to live free from all fear. It is possible to live secure and at peace and be blessed and prosperous in the face of all the uncertainty and pressures in the world. It starts with the decision to make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you've never received Him into your heart, do it today. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I thank You that You love me so much that You gave Your only begotten Son to be my Lord and Savior. I receive Him into my heart, and I ask that You would also fill me with Your Holy Spirit with the benefit and the evidence of speaking in tongues, in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, you are now a child of God. You have firstborn status with Jesus. You have a covenant with God. Jesus defeated all of the curse, and He gave you the victory. You have the victory over spiritual death, sickness and disease, and poverty. That's exciting news. To help you understand more, Kenneth Copeland Ministries will send you the Salvation Package. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. As you read through these resources, you will see the victory that Jesus gave you, it belongs to you. Receive your covenant promises and begin living in them every day. Go to kcm.org to request your Salvation Package today. While you're online, check out these free resources. The BVOV magazine, it's filled with inspiring, faith-filled articles and testimonies. The daily devotional, From Faith to Faith, let the Word of God encourage your spirit every day. Prayers you can read, share, and post on subjects including healing and protection, family, and hope. Brother Copeland calls kcm.org your study center, so visit it often and keep growing spiritually. Thank you for joining us today. Tomorrow, Brother Copeland teaches us our covenant with God is forever and ever. This is Duane Munoz reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.